Hello, this is Sofia Fonseca de Niño, and I welcome you to this Inner Room. You can find us on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram under the Inner Room Emotions in the Bible, and we would love to hear your questions, your ideas, or your comments. Thank you for joining us today.
Friends, if we don't use what the Lord has given us, it will be taken away. The readings that we have today begin in 2 Chronicles chapter 36, and we see the princes, the priests, and the people of Judah are adding infidelity to infidelity. They're practicing abominations. They're polluting the temple. They have been given so much, friends. They've been given the law. They've been taken out of Egypt. They've been able to build a temple in this foreign land promised to Abraham. And early and often, says the reading, God sends messengers with compassion for his people and his dwelling place. But what is the response of our hearts, friends? Because this is not just the people of Judah. This is us today. Mocking the messenger, despising the warnings, scoffing the prophets. All of us can have a hard time hearing the truth that is being spoken today. And if not, look in the news. Look what's happening in the schools. Look what's happening when presidents of some universities have been asked to tell the truth about what was happening in their campuses and some abominations. And we could not, as a people, say that certain things are wrong because we live in a world that doesn't like to say these things. So what can be the result? God is a God of justice. And God is a God of compassion and love. But our own actions, when we add abomination to abomination, infidelity to infidelity, mocking to mocking, we create the consequence of our own actions. And we see that for these people of ancient Judah, enemies burn their house, tear down the walls, set the palaces on fire, destroy precious objects, and they're carried away in slavery to Babylon. And it is there that we hear in Psalm 136 that their songs will be sung for foreign people and their readings will be read amongst enemies. And it will take 70 years for the atonement of these actions. And God will raise up a foreigner, Cyrus, king of Persia, to issue a proclamation to allow the people to come back and for a foreign force to be the one that sends the people back to build a temple. So friends, we can say the refrain of Psalm 137, let my tongue be silenced if I ever forget you. Because just like the people of ancient Judah did forget the Lord, we can forget the Lord. We can forget the Lord in our homes when we are meant to be kind to one another, to serve one another, and we can harden our hearts and just not do it. Starting with myself, I can say all of these things that I read in the gospel, and then I can have a situation with one of my kids that touches on my pride, and I can be easily offended. So friends, let us come to the scriptures. In Ephesians chapter 2, we learn that God is rich in mercy for his love, even in our transgressions, brought us life with Christ. That he redeemed us, that he saw our works and our hearts were so far away from what the truth and the life-giving grace is, that in spite of that, he didn't abandon us. In fact, he sent us his son, so that he could be raised up to heaven and seated there, make us part of this world to which God's promises had pointed us. And he did that to show the immeasurable riches of his grace, says Paul, in his kindness, saving us through faith. And friends, faith is simply a gift from God. There's nothing we can do to get it. It is a gift from God. We respond to the gift. And now we are his handiwork. if we believe, created in Christ for the works that God has prepared in advance for us. And let us be attentive, friends, because just as God raised Cyrus outside of the realm to bring his people back, God may raise around us somebody that may not be even Christian to begin with, but that God is imbuing with grace to make a move for the kingdom that just is unexpected. So let us be aware and alive and awake for the work that God is doing around us. We have a gospel reading today from John chapter 3, and we find early in the gospel of John, Nicodemus and Jesus in dialogue. And friends, the figure of Nicodemus is so important to meditate upon, because God gives us such hope with figures like him, who in this chapter is coming to Jesus in the dark of night, outside of the public eye, afraid, maybe embarrassed to be seen in the company of this itinerant man preaching truth. But something in Nicodemus's heart is stirring, and he wants to understand. And he comes to the Lord in the dark of night. And Jesus entertains us, friends. He entertains us when we're afraid of the public eye. So let us come to him in adoration. At any time of the day or of the night, he's waiting for us. And he receives our questions, just like he received Nicodemus. And we see an exchange between them. And in this passage, starting in verse 14, Jesus says that just as Moses lifted up the serpent in the desert, the Son of Man must be lifted, for everyone who believes in him may have eternal life. I heard the beautiful commentary of Father Joe from the Servants of the Pierced Hearts of Jesus and Mary about being lifted up, that Jesus himself points to the Old Testament to says that act of lifting up was the saving act in the desert. And now the lifting up that Jesus did, lifted up on a cross, friends, and then lifted up to heaven. We continue to do that. And that just seemed so beautiful when Father Joe pointed it, that in our Mass, there are many moments where we continue with this lifting up act. We lift up the Holy Scriptures before we take them to be read in the ambo. We lift up in the most precious time of the Mass, the body and the blood of Jesus Christ, so that all of us, like people in the desert, can come to Mass and bow down to Jesus Christ as the Israelites did in the desert. And Jesus says that God so loved the world that he gave us his only Son, even though we're still doing the same infidelities and same abominations, that we see it in the apostles when they're chosen. They reject some of the things that Jesus is saying until they take them in their hearts. They reject, and then they actually neglect many of the principles because they don't understand it. They go against it, and they actually even say they don't know Jesus. So that's us, friends. We're so blessed to have the examples of the apostles so that we can see that their own feelings, their own emotions have to be conquered. The feeling of rejection by the people around when we say that we are Christians, that we follow Christ. God didn't come to condemn the world through Jesus, but to save it. And John tells us that light came into the world, but people preferred darkness, so that light will be dispelling the darkness of evil. And we open our hearts knowing that it is this light filled with love that will conquer all. Mother Adela of the Pierced Hearts says, that in this fruit of adoration, when we lay before the Lord in adoration, love wins over fear, and that the only thing that will allow this heart to open is the action of the Holy Spirit. And she says that the first name for the Holy Spirit is the sanctifier that comes to pour over us that grace from heaven that continues to show the mercy of God even in spite of our transgressions. So friends, let us go to the throne. Father Almighty, thank you for sending Jesus. Thank you for the gift of faith. Thank you that you so love the world that you sent us your Son so that every one of us who believes in him might have eternal life. We give you thanks that in this season where we are working in the conversion of our hearts, we can come to confession, we can come to adoration, we can increase our prayers. We can root out specifically the action of our capital sins, the ways in which we choose, like the ancient people of Judah, to not pay attention in our hearts to the love that you're pouring and to respond generously with our love for you and others. Give us your grace, Father, so that we can improve very specifically in one act of resolution, something that we're going to do better today. And we ask all these things in the name of Jesus. Amen.
Welcome to the Inner Room, a space where we ponder the inner movements of our heart to find God by finding examples and instructions in daily scripture readings. The emotions in our hearts can help us or hinder us in our spiritual journey. Open your heart, explore your emotions, and align thoughts and emotions with God's plans for you. When we learn to feel and align our emotions, we advance in our prayer life by loving more deeply, remaining in peace more often, and finding courage for the journey of life. My name is Sofia Fonseca de Niño, and a big shout out to my son Marco Niño, producer of this podcast. Sit back or walk with us. You are most welcome here.